Blog Talk Radio.
Why do you cry?
You're right.
give God the praise on this Resurrection Sunday, I just want to stop and just say thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for me. For if you had not done this very I heard one of the ministers, Minister Kyle, say, does anybody want to shout on this Sunday morning? Well, I'm going to let you know, I'm ready to shout on this Sunday morning because God has been too good to me, amen. God, he sent his only begotten son to suffer death upon the cross for my... Nobody else want to agree with me. I'm an army Jesus by myself, amen. I'm here to let
somebody know that he died for you,
but he got up for you.
Yes.
At the same time.
Amen.
Praise the risen Savior.
You see, he went down dirty, y'all. He went down dirty, but he came up clean, white as snow. He went down with all that sin,
but when he came back up,
he came back up more powerful than the way that he went down. I mean,
Thank you, Lord. Let somebody know today. Yes. Thank you.
Now, my Jesus lives, amen.
Yes, he does.
My Jesus lives. For all of you who say his name is not Jesus, my Yeshua lives.
Woo! Yes. Thank you.
He lives. I'm here to let you know that if you do not know Jesus on a personal level, I'm not going to tell you to get it right. I'm going to tell you that time is running out.
Oh, man. Yes, it is.
Because he lives. He lives. Brother Tony, you bless us, sir.
I bless everyone this Resurrection Sunday. And yes, indeed, he lives. I serve a risen Savior, he's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy, I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. Within my heart, in all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King. The hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so living, so good and kind. He lives, he lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and he talks with me along that narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. He lives. We shall now have our invocation by Minister Kyle Garrett, followed by scripture by Minister Lisa Green.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. I shall be inviting the Lord Jesus and the Holy Spirit into his worship service. Because now he sits on the throne. And we could not do this whole service without him. So let us pray. Almighty God, Lord Jesus Christ, today we stand in awe of your goodness and your mercy today. We stand here boldly before you, thanking you for the sacrifices and the greatest sacrifice that you have made. We invite you to be present amongst us by the power of your Holy Spirit. Father God, we declare right now collectively that we love you. We thank you that you have made the way of love known through your Son, Jesus. Pray that you would reveal this great love to us every single day, not just today on Resurrection Sunday, but every Sunday as we gather here to worship you. Lead us by your Spirit to praise you. May our hearts overflow and just be overabundant and increase all the way so that our hearts will be filled to where we can fill them no more. May they overflow with thanksgiving and our mouths proclaim your everlasting and eternal greatness. In the mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And all of the redeemed and all of the believers said amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, everyone.
Happy Resurrection Day. The New Testament reading is from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 8. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go to anoint Jesus' body. Very early on the first day of the week, just after sunrise, they were on their way to the tomb, and they asked each other, "Who will roll away the stone tomb?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had been rolled away. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go, tell his disciples and Peter. He is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid. Amen. The word of God for his people.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Just a few announcements. Amen. We will be having our Easter program, which starts at 3 p.m. This afternoon on our conference call line. That number is area code 605-472-5277. Again, that number is area code 605-472-5277. The access code is 684-223-pound. Again, it is 684-223-pound. The Sunday school, Sister Brenda, superintendent, they have been working really hard, and all the ministers have been working really hard, and the officers and the lay of Fuse Memorial. So come out and call in and sit back with your favorite beverage and enjoy our Easter program. Amen. Also, our women's Bible study will resume on Tuesday this coming week. Amen. And our regular Bible study will also resume on Wednesday. Both Bible studies start at 7 p.m. Amen. So come out and join us. You are more than welcome. Anytime it's on the same line that I just gave you, you may come in and join us. Amen. And again, just God bless you on this Resurrection Sunday. Amen. We are acknowledging the fact that Jesus rose from the grave. Amen. Again, it is a true blessing. Amen. Minister Tremaine, will you please bless us with a song?
Praise God, praise God, praise God.
Amen. Thank you. Sometimes we have some technical difficulties, amen. This whole time I was talking, amen, and my phone was on mute. But glory be to God anyway, amen. I'm here now, amen. So let me just go back and say what I said all over again, amen. Our Easter program will start at 3 p.m. This afternoon. The conference call line, the number is 605-472-5277. Again, that number is 605-472-5277. The access code is 684-223-pound. Again, that number is 684-223-pound. Come on and enjoy our Easter program, amen. The Sunday school, Sister Brenda, our superintendent, and the ministers and the officers and the lay of Fuse Memorial have worked very hard to pull this together, amen. And so I know that it will be a blessing not only to them, but a blessing to you as well, amen. So come on out and enjoy our Easter program. Again, it's at 3 p.m. Our women's Bible study, which is on Tuesday, will resume this Tuesday at 7 p.m. Also, our main Bible study, which is on Wednesdays at 7 p.m., would also resume on Wednesdays. And we have our Bible study and our women's Bible study on the same conference call line, so you are more than welcome to join us. Amen. Reverend Patricia Johnson is the teacher for our women's Bible study, and I do our Wednesday night Bible study. So please come out and join us, amen. You are more than welcome, amen, to be a part of our teaching, amen. We also have a master's class, which is on Mondays, amen, but we start that next Monday, amen, and I'll give more information about that next week. Amen. With that being said, again, God bless you. Amen. As we acknowledge that Jesus lives, that he rose from the dead. Amen. I am just so grateful that he chose to rise from the grave for me. Amen. With that being said, Minister Tremaine, will you please bless us with a song?
Praise God,
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Happy resurrection to the risen King. He is not dead. Death could not hold him down. Thank you, Jesus. The splendor of a King, cold in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, and all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. They tremble at his voice, they tremble at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And always sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing me, how great is our God. And always sing, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And always sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. He is worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names. You are worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God. Say with me, how great is our God. And all will sing, how great is our God. Amen.
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 Pray with me. My God and my King, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you. I love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The scripture come out of the gospel according to Mark chapter 16, beginning with the first verse. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb where the sun had risen. And they said amongst themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. And he said, as he said to you. So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed. And they said nothing to one another, for they were afraid. May God continue to bless the reading of his holy word. For our subject today, the start of something great. As I began to write this message, I was reminded that this is a time of celebration, a time of shouting, and a time of praising, a time of celebration, because my Jesus did something that man has yet to accomplish, and that is to defeat death and to push it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. I shout because leading up to his death and burial, my Jesus allowed himself to be beaten, to be flogged, and to be whipped without uttering a single word. As he drug that cross to the place of his death, though his physical body wanted to give up on him, the strength from his Father and the duty that was set before him pushed him to walk, urged him to climb, and inspired my Jesus to carry on. And I praise God because as I read the scripture and as I look at the scripture with my spiritual eyes, as I watch this scene unfold, I knew that this was the start of something great. You see, after his disciples Mary Magdalene and the other Mary watched, and his mother, and as they all watched as their rabbi and their teacher was being brutally murdered at the hands of the Roman soldiers and at the command of the Jewish people, most forgot that the fact that Jesus informed them that this was a part of the salvation process that he had to endure so that mankind would have a chance at life. Thus, as the first day of the week dawned, the ladies were shocked to learn that Jesus was not in the tomb, but that he lives. Do you know that as the critics try to denounce the resurrection of Jesus, it is a well-known fact that Jesus himself showed himself to over 500 people, and many of which lived on to tell the story to those whom would listen. You see, to some, his death meant nothing. But without a death, there could be no resurrection. If there was no resurrection, there could be no salvation. And without the salvation, there could be no reconciliation. In other words, if there was no desire for the heat, there would not be a need for the fire. But please allow me just for a moment to go back down just for a second. Those that know that Dante loves a good superhero. In fact, Dante has been known to adore Superman and adore the Superman story. But as Dante became rooted and grounded in the man who defeated death,
and rose again a mere 3 days later with all power in his hands. Oh, y'all not hearing me? Oh, y'all not with me? Let me explain it to you. Kryptonite kills Superman, but nothing could stop my Jesus. He finished his earthly ministry. He defied all human odds. He showed the people that he still had the battle scars. He still bore the wounds. Jesus wanted me to tell you that the enemy had no control over his body. You see, Jesus said to me that after I was raised, I went to check in with my Father, and he was well pleased, and he made me heir over all of this. This is the start of something great. My Jesus died so that I may have life and that we may have life more abundantly. You see, death scares a lot of people. Death scares a lot of Christians. But, oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, sin, where is your entanglement? Having faith in Jesus is the foundation upon which sincere and meaningful repentance must be built. If you truly seek to put away sin, you must first look to him who is the author of your salvation. John 11:25 says, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the light. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die, yet he shall live. Well, on this Sunday morning, we put down everything that's hold us down, but we pick up our crosses in acknowledgement to the start of something great.
Hallelujah.
Oh, but if I can just for a second explain why this message has this title. Only Jesus can get through this old rockhead. You understand? When he lifted me up, he explained that the same greatness that he died for, I will live for. You will live for me. You will serve me wholeheartedly. When the world does not understand your walk, do not worry. I got you. You see, he said that you think that you are a waste of space, but I will show you that when I arose from that tomb, I thought about you. I took your death. I took your sin. I took your frustration. I took it all, and it died with me. But guess what, son? I got up. Stand up and live. Live for those who need my enlightenment. Bless those who seek my face. Align yourself with those who seek my peace. Honor the flock that I have given you, for they will feed off of your spiritual wisdom. Then and only then will you see the greatness that is my anointing, that is the cleansing power of the blood, the true unction and the movement of the Holy Spirit. Mm. Do you know that when Jesus got up out of that tomb, he got up with all power in his hands? Do you know that when he got up out of that tomb, he came out that tomb shining like a diamond? Do you know that when he got out of that tomb, that no weapon formed against him could prosper, that the chains of affliction were removed, and that everything that tried to stop him from pushing forward could not touch him? Do you know that when he got out that tomb, that he gave God the praise? The Bible says that those of you, if you acknowledge and you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. He did it all so that you shall be saved. Do you know that when he came out that tomb, he came out better than before he went in that tomb? Everything that he did before the tomb meant nothing when he came out the tomb. Do you know that when he, Jesus is saying, where are my true disciples? Where are the ones that will live for me? Where are the ones that will die for me? For when you give me your whole life, then you will see the start of something great. I left you a tool. I left you my life in scripture so that you will see how to live for me. Mm. Oh, yes. It was the start of something great. Jesus said, because my precious blood fell upon you, but you have the same ability to be great. I said in John 14, 12, that truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these will he do, because I go to my Father.
Yes.
You are my sons. You are my daughters. I am your risen Lord. But you are the start to something great. I need you to understand that Jesus is looking to do some great work within you. And it starts now. On this Resurrection Sunday, as he got up out that tomb, it started something great. Are you ready to hold on to that greatness that Jesus has for you? I'm going to stop right there. Because I need you to understand that it's now in your hands. And if Jesus walks with you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. And thus he will give you the power to do what he's called you to do. Take this Resurrection Sunday. Learn from it. Apply it to your life. And through the movement of the Holy Spirit, teach somebody else what thus saith the Lord. May God bless you. May God keep you.
Glory.
Amen.
Glory to infinity.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh. Be great.
Glory
to hero.
He got up, y'all. He got up. He didn't stay in that tomb. He didn't stay down there with the worms, with the dirt, with the muck. He got up.
He got up.
Yes, he did. Ooh. Yes, he did. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
He got up. We could get up.
He got up.
Yes.
He ushered that. He opened up that door so that we don't have to experience death anymore.
No.
Now, your physical eyes may close, but I guarantee you they will open back up.
Yes, they will. Yes.
If you acknowledge him as your Lord and your Savior.
Yes. That's all you have to do.
Yes.
That's all you have to do.
This is great. Thank you for saving a wretch like me. Time for celebration, praise, and shouting. Resurrection,
hallelujah.
Salvation. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
He came so that we may have life and have it more abundantly. He is the resurrection and life. He got up, all power in his hand. No weapon formed against him shall prosper. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Now let me arise and set my soul free, for salvation is free. If you would like to receive Christ into your life, then repeat this prayer with me. Dear Lord God, I know I am a sinner, and I ask for forgiveness. I believe you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, to die for my sins. And he rose from the dead. I trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Guide my life and help me to do your will. In Jesus' name, amen. Once you pray that prayer to God and ask him to lead you to a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching, learning, worshiping, and Holy Ghost-filled church, in your area, so you can begin to fellowship with other believers and pay your tithe and offering. and give your Christ to your life to Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. He's worthy. I tell you, he's worthy.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God. He's risen this man. He has risen. Thank you, Father.
He blessed us all with the gift of salvation.
Thank him enough.
Amen.
Glory to his name.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Whew. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I thank you, Father, that no matter where I go in this world, that your Holy Spirit is always with me. We should now have our communion ritual, amen. The prayer of humble access will be read by Reverend Patricia Johnson.
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our righteousness, but in thy metaphor and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord who prophet is always to have mercy granted us. Therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and bodies may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there by his oblation of himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfactions for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospels commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receiving these, the creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the remissions of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. The bread, it represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it, and you may eat it together. The wine represents the blood that was shed for you. You may take it, and you may drink it together. Amen. Arise, my brothers and my sisters, and take the name of God with you wherever you go. Tell this dying world about a living Savior name Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. We shall now have our doxology.
God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again.
Amen. Amen. As always, on behalf of Fuse Memorial, I want to give thanks, blessings, and honor to Brother Hakim, Sister Michelle, and the whole HubNet Online Network. Amen. We are HubNet 24/7. Amen. Bless you, sir. You're always in my prayers, you and your family.
Thank you, sir. It's our pleasure.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And I want to, on this Resurrection Sunday, I want to yield to the minister, Kyle Garrett, for the benediction.
I am honored, sir. Thank you, Lord. Bless you. And now for the benediction. From the book of Numbers, chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. And it reads, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lifted up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I pray that this day brings you much love. Please bless your family. Call somebody there and tell them that you love them. Continue this love affair. Amen. Tell them that you love them and there's nothing that they can do about it. Until next Sunday, we are signing off. Have a blessed day.